everybody, and welcome back to the I Don't Know Running podcast, where we share our experiences that make running fun, like this recording, and sometimes not so fun, like this recording. I'm Lewis, and I'm a self-admitted distracted lazy ultra runner.
And I'm Mitch. I'm a distractor. Yeah. I'm proud of it.
You brought some distractions for us to discuss today, and those that are watching may be able to see on the table some stuff that's going on.
Look at that.
Yeah, that one there is the one. And we'll get into that. But before we do, we are 2 days away. So when this records, it's actually like a week after Glass City. However, we're 2 days away from Glass City Marathon pacing. And we just looked up the weather forecast before we started recording. What did we think? 62 at the start-ish and then up to 69, 70?
Well, yeah, it was like 60. It's going to be like 65. Yeah.
At the start, up to 70, 75. Between 70 and 75 at the finish.
The high for the day is in the
80s. So and bonus, it's going to be like muggy because there's a storm finishing up.
Good thing I backed off the pace by 10 minutes.
Oh,
I feel really good about that now.
What do you mean?
So I said to him this year, because I was injured when he first asked, and I was like, if I can take a little bit slower pace, I'd be happy with
it. You're still doing 4:30.
Yeah, 4:35.
4:35.
Because otherwise it's 4:25 there.
Yeah, and I'm doing 3:45. And I went out today because it's kind of the last, I don't know. I mean, I'll probably run a little bit tomorrow, really short, just keeping the legs shook out kind of a thing. And I did tried doing 8:35s. Man, it is crazy just how you become comfortable with a pace. And I am really having to rein it back. Every time I don't pay attention, eight minute miles. It just feels fluid to do that. But anyway, today it was 60, 61 when I went out.
That was warm.
It felt good. And I didn't hardly sweat for a 7 miler, which was good because I wanted to get a feel for what's it going to feel like Sunday during pacing. And so I went out with that sole intention. And
you wore a coat?
No, I didn't wear a coat. I went out. I wanted to get that feel. And then I wanted to see how was my heart rate. Because I basically ran 8:22 pace.
Oh, too fast by it 2 seconds.
No, 8:35. By 12, 13 seconds.
Oh man,
okay. I really wanted to just
make sure.
Your runners
are gonna hate you.
No, I won't run that during the race. But my average heart rate was only 132, so that's good. So it was down. It felt very comfortable to run that in that temperature, which is good. So I'm pretty happy with that. How was your run this morning at in the 30 something degree temperature?
It was cold.
Yeah. You're not going to get that on Sunday.
No.
Have you ran in anything above, I don't know?
Yeah. I ran a marathon in warm weather.
Oh, yeah. 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 You went out.
Yeah. Alabama, Gulf Shores. That was warm.
Okay. That's right.
That was a while ago. I mean,
that was a little bit ago.
No, I ran during the day one day, you know, the shorts and t-shirt. I mean, there's been a couple of days where I've been able to wear shorts and a t-shirt, but it's been cold in the morning the last few days. So
yes, it has. And frustratingly so.
Yeah.
Because Nicole and I have gotten up because she runs in the morning, and she got up this morning. She goes, this is stupid.
She says that a lot.
Well, it is. If you're talking about the weather, it is. In Michigan, it's stupid.
I don't know. Because I had to wear a jacket and tights. It was cold.
Yeah.
It was like 30.
Frosty.
Yesterday was colder, actually. Today was warm. Yeah. Okay. Yesterday was below, actually, like 32, 31, 32. Today was close. Was up.
Above freezing.
Was above freezing, at least.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. It is a bummer anytime. This time of year for runners, it is such a bummer because you get a little bit of a taste. And it feels so good to just throw on a t-shirt. Like today, I went out. I barely knew how to dress. Like, seriously, I put on a pair of shorts, my normal running shorts.
You barely do anyway. Some of the ugly shirts you wear.
Know how to. Who's wearing the ugly shirt today?
It's epic.
It is lightning bolt.
I think this shirt's only been worn a couple times, actually.
I can see that. Little Rock 5K, epic. Yeah. I mean, it's 10 years old.
And yeah, it's still in good shape.
Yeah.
And it's cotton.
It's funny. I say that's 10 years old. This is older by 1 year. This was in 2013. Yeah. I put it on specifically because of what we're talking about today with what's funny. Now that I say that, I bought this. I didn't even get it.
Oh, wow.
The one I got. So yeah, today we're talking about bling, swag, race goodies.
Yeah. You know, and that, you know, let's cut right to it.
Yeah.
Does size matter? Look at this.
You know, it matters.
But, you know, look at that. That.
Yeah. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see, yeah, if you point it that way towards that one, Mitch, they'll get the best view of it.
And they're heavy. These are
some big medals. Yeah. This one right here is the one that really gets me. This is the same as that one, right?
Yeah, they're all little. All three of these are Little Rock, and Little Rock. I mean, look at that. It spins.
Little Rock has a spinner bigger than a lot of medals.
Yeah, look at that. Here's the 5K the day before. You know,
that's a big 5K. That is an impressive 5K medal, right, from Little Rock.
But that's
because that's a marathon medal at a lot of places.
It is. But that's it, you know. And then you think about it too. Is my wife has gotten funny even when we go to races, if they do a ribbon like this, versus a ribbon like this, like, oh, they got to have a nice ribbon too.
Yeah. But it does make a difference.
But what do you do with it afterwards? You know, some people just put them in a box.
Ours are in a box.
Mine's all in the basement. I have them all displayed, but they're just overflowing. They just hang off each other. So
do you have them? So what we're talking about, as we've gotten sidetracked by talking about the ones that Mitch brought in, because these are gigantic, is the why. Like, does it matter? Does size matter when it comes to medals? Which in some cases, I think it does. And then they get out of hand like that one.
Well, I can, each year, it's funny because you run across the finish line and they put a medal over your, you know, on you. This is the only time I've taken it off and carried it because it hurt my neck.
You can't walk with that.
You can't. And it's pounded on your chest. I actually, to be funny, I walked inside the house today with all four of these on.
Oh.
And it's like, that's heavy. That is a lot of metal right there.
Yeah. That's the North Country one. Yeah, and actually is known for being a big metal. And it's not even that big compared to those.
I think they kind of copied Little Rock a little bit because everybody got the attention. That's why I probably ran it 3 years in a row. So I got three Little Rock marathon medals and I was like, why am I going to the same one all the time? But then I did the 50 mile at North Country Trail and it looks like a sprocket or whatever. It's kind of, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's a cool medal. It is satisfying when you cross a finish line and see the medal and they're cool. Like these, these are all really cool. Because they stand out from the norm.
Yeah.
They're not just like I said, this is a really nice 5K medal. And this would actually be a nice marathon medal, honestly, because it's different. It's not just like this or whatever. But anyway, the point is, what we wanted to talk about is who signs up for what based on what. You have done like Surf City, I think.
Yeah, Surf City is cool. It's a surfboard.
A surfboard.
And I think, I don't know, it's buried somewhere in that mess of medals.
And it's well known for that. Mm-hmm. It's also well known for, isn't that a really nice marathon or no?
It's a nice course. Okay. It's relatively flat, if I remember correctly. It's been a long time since I ran that one.
Yeah, that was early on in your marathon career, right?
Yeah, yeah. It does run. It runs the Pacific Coast Highway, and then
wow, that's cool.
Yeah, I you can see the beach here and there, but it's not on the beach necessarily.
Highway 1. I think it's Highway 1.
That could be.
I believe. So yeah, and Mitch brought a display of the ones that would make you sign up for that. It's funny, and as we talked about this, you were saying, well, why do people sign up for a specific race? I've never signed up for one because of the medal. But you have went back, obviously.
That's what kind of got me, is I went the first year because it's like, it's an obnoxious medal. And it's a big party too. I mean, Little Rock Marathon, it's like, you know, kind of like when Brian and I did Route 66 too. They had jello shot stations, you know, like
that's funny,
you know, beer on the course. Depends on what your goals are, right? If you're there.
True. That's true.
If you're there for a PR, you can. And then what was the thing about, again, bling? Route 66, it's the world's shortest ultra. So they had an out and back close to the finish line.
Oh.
You run out, drink a beer, get a little medallion. So I could have brought that too. I got a little coin from that, from doing the world's shortest ultra and then coming and finishing the race.
Technically, it was a marathon.
It was a marathon with about a, you know, half a mile added to it.
That's funny. And they classify it as the world's shortest ultra.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So it's a measured course with that little out and back. So, and then I was surprised at how many people do that. It's like, you don't want a beer? Like, come on.
Oh, because you run out and have a beer. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you can skip it if you want to.
It's, and for those that don't know, an ultra is anything further than 26.2.
Typically.
Technically.
Technically, it would be a 50K. Typically, it would be a 50K. Would be your next bump up. But
technically, according to.
But I did a 28-mile marathon at
Brazos
Benz. That's an ultra.
That would be an ultra for sure, even though it's classified as a marathon.
Yeah.
Well. Because a marathon is 26.2 plus or minus. Well, really plus.
It's plus. Yeah. Cause it's a measured course. The only, if it is a certified course, the only way you would run over that typically is you wouldn't run the tangents. Like if you're, you know,
right.
If you're a drunk runner going back and forth across the road or you're taking wide corners, you're going to get
26 and a half, 28 or 27.
You would have to do a lot of weaving
to get to 28.
Or they miss market. I don't know.
Or don't care. Like probably Brazos.
Yeah. Suck it up.
I would say they don't care because it's part of an ultra.
Yeah, it was 100-miler. Yeah. So like they weren't worried about the
junior race.
The junior race. They
take care of the big ones.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I'm surprised I even got water.
Like Woodstock sometimes. But anyway, yeah. Why do you sign up for a race? Things like that. Medals are one of those things. But a lot of times, or I shouldn't say a lot of times, sometimes you don't get to see the medal.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. It seems to be more of a trend lately though, where they
show it.
They show it, say, oh, look what you're going to get. And I don't know if I like that or not.
I don't know if I care. I never look. Like, I'm like, oh, okay.
The ones that I've paid attention to, I gotta be careful. Like, I don't care because I already know, you know, and I might not even be running it that year. So, but if I'm going, I almost want to see it when I finish. It's kind of one of those things where, like what you've said, don't wear the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I almost don't want to see it. Because I want to finish the race first.
Well, that makes me think about that too. I mean, we're talking about swag or bling or that, but I have run races. I know Pikes Peak, you don't get the shirt until the finish line.
Oh.
And the same thing when I ran my 100 miler, when I ran Tunnel Hill, I didn't get my jacket, my finisher jacket until the finish line.
Ah, okay.
And I got a blanket and whatever else. They handed me a whole bunch of crap at the finish line. That's
pretty cool.
And my sub 20 buckle. That was the best part.
Honestly,
though, that is my favorite.
So they have a sub 20 mm-hmm. buckle? Oh, they do. Okay.
Yeah. That's my only buckle is a sub 20.
Yeah. That's cool.
But no, and I was joking about that. It brings up my, you know, that faux pas. Like, you don't wear the race shirt on race day. It prevents all newbies from wearing the race shirt during the race.
And I don't know.
I don't care really, but I just.
It is one of those, what's that called? What do you call it when you, it's like a, what is that? The word, man, I have not done well with words the last few episodes. What is that? Where you shouldn't do something. All I can think of is like pirate type stuff. It's like you can't do, you shouldn't do something.
Well, I mean, it's that whole thing. Like you have shirts where you didn't finish the race. You won't wear the shirt.
I have one.
Yeah. So you ran, that was a 100 miler and you got the shirt for it. Do you still have it?
It's interesting. I only have one shirt from a 100 miler that I did not finish the 100 miler.
Okay.
I have a shirt from a 100 miler where I finished the 100 miler, but not a second time.
Oh.
So like Mohican, I finished Mohican, went back. I didn't finish. That's when I fell, got hurt.
But you wear that shirt?
I wear that shirt because I have finished Mohican.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now San Diego, I have not wore. It still has a tag on it.
So you need to run San Diego again.
I know.
So you can wear that
shirt. I do want to run San Diego someday, but that is a very, very tough course.
Cause that was a joke in our little runner group in the morning is this is from a couple, you know, when Dan ran Boston, he was going to buy his wife a jacket and then they were teasing him. We were laughing about it this morning and he said,
what?
He was going to buy. And then it's like, so you're going to buy her a jacket so that everybody can ask her. And then you can say,
no, I didn't run it.
No, my husband ran Boston. Isn't he great? We had a lot of fun with that one. So that's been
that's
joke.
Funny.
But Mark ran Boston this, you know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago almost.
Yeah.
And then he shows up this morning with the jacket, the shorts. I'm like,
Boston decked out, huh?
I'm like, how much crap did you buy? Did you buy the thong too?
I bought a ton the first year.
I was like, oh my, so he bought the shorts, the jacket, he has the shirt, he bought sweats. I don't know if he bought socks and a hat maybe too, but I was like, so what'd you buy your wife?
Nothing. The first year I bought I bought a hat for sure because I wear hats all the time. Yeah. Well, I'm wearing one right now.
Yeah.
It's from Boston. Hat, a sweatshirt, which that was one of the first years I think Boston started doing sweatshirts was really cool. And then I bought like a running hat specific and then obviously the jacket and that might've been it like that, those things, you know, like the stuff I would wear on the norm. Shorts are very specific. Even a running shirt are very specific.
He was decked out.
I can see it if you can get away with a lot. That makes sense. Now Ironman, I bought a ton there too because it was my only time.
If I did an Ironman, I'd have to. Do you get a backpack automatically or not?
You do get a backpack.
Do they still do that, you think?
Well, I don't know. I know the year that I got mine, they were cheaper than all get out.
Oh.
It's cheap. It's good for the, like use it once a year or something, throw some stuff in.
Cause I think that's great. Like, I think that's a good selling point for a race too, though. I think a bag would go way further. If that's showing up at like a nice bag showing up at other races. I mean, obviously you got to get the money for that somewhere, but
Brian has a really nice bag from Western.
You got a shopping bag.
I got a shopping bag. I was so bummed. He got a nice mountain. What is that?
Mountain Hardware. Or
something. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I remember that.
It's a durable, nice bag. And then I got there, I got socks.
You know what, though?
In a shopping bag. And
but you can save the planet when you go to the grocery store and use that bag. So who got better? Who's better?
No, mine went to a landfill.
Oh.
Brian's reusing his.
It went to a landfill because you were angry.
No, because I wasn't going to keep a shopping bag.
You could have been... Think of all the plastic bags you could have saved.
Speaking of Brian and swag, he did just respond. And you're right. He got a pistol, a double barrel pistol from the Pistol Ultra. He got a double barrel pistol for running the 50K, which started at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 50 mile, which started at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
He said that is a quick turnaround.
He said that sucked.
I bet. Oh my gosh.
He said it was worse than running a 100 miler.
Oh, yeah, because let's say 50K, even an easy one, I mean, you're going to take...
But he's 82 miles and he hit all that time off. Yeah, if he had, say, he did 6 hours or 7 hours even, he got a few hours off.
He probably ran it in 5 hours.
I don't know. It's a flat course. Like, it's on a... It's paced.
Still, it's 50K.
No, but I'm saying if he was taking it easy, he might have gone 5 or 6 even.
Oh, okay. So you think the 50K in 5 or 6?
Yeah, I'm thinking like he probably tried to back it off.
Okay. So then let's say 6 hours. 2 o'clock. Oh, so he had a lot of time.
Yeah. So, and he says,
oh my goodness.
Just enough time for his legs to freeze up.
Oh, yeah. That's so actually terrible.
Yeah, that
and
little,
then he only had, if he just would have ran 18 more miles.
I think that 50 mile was really slow. We'll have to ask him.
Oh, man.
You could be texting him right now.
Yeah, I could, but.
But that trophy or whatever you want to call it or.
Yeah, yeah.
Is really cool.
Very
like
it's, cool.
It sits in its own little.
Every time I go over there, that's the one I see and I go, that is cool. That is sweet.
You could do it.
And he has a lot.
Yeah.
He has a ton of, and they're all displayed really good. Like you go over, whenever we go over there. So this is one thing that, this is the other thing we were talking about, like how to display things. Him and Ashley both have loads.
Yeah.
And he just set it up really cool on a, like a curtain rod type thing.
And it goes
a heavier
all the way
duty
across,
one.
Well, he's got to set up the new house yet, but it goes all the way across the basement, like basically, and just it's just an order of when he did the races.
Yeah, it's really cool. And then he has some nice shelving for the ones that aren't hanging medals.
Yeah, like cups and that pistol.
Yeah. And he has something else with a pistol too, like over there. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it is, but
he won the 50K 1 year.
Oh, so maybe that's it.
And the 1 year Ashley won the 100K hands down. She beat the guys.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool too.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, swag, that kind of thing. The other thing I think is really interesting to talk about. So you have metal and geez, I don't know a rate other than buckle. I'm lumping buckle in with metals, right? So
buckles are better.
You work a lot harder for a buckle, which I think is interesting because I've gotten a really, I hate to say this, a race I really love. We got a really chintzy.
Oh yeah. Like I know what you're talking about.
Buckle. I don't think it was meant to be, but I mean, it was an interesting.
It's cool change. Because it's like laser cut. And it's
kinda... And it was a 50 miler, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And typically buckles are reserved for 100 milers. They do not give those out.
I do have buckles from running. There's some 50Ks I ran that gave out a buckle.
I don't agree with that.
But at least they come on a ribbon, so I just hang them up like a regular medal. I wouldn't wear it.
Yeah, seems...
I wore my buckle for my 100. I was like, I want a buckle that's this size.
Oh, my gosh. That's bigger than a Texas buckle or a Texas. That is bigger than any buckle.
Wouldn't that be awesome, though?
Although Burning Rivers is pretty good size.
Like to where it just pulls your pants down because it's so heavy. Like you know how heavy that thing is.
I should have busted out Burning Rivers buckle. It is big.
That's cool. That's a cool. Isn't that white too? It was a special year too.
Of fact, timeout.
What do I do in the meantime?
And we're back.
And magically
you
disappeared and came back. And that just showed up in front of you.
Yeah. I'm just gonna set this one kind of like right there.
Yeah, that one is pretty cool.
That one is pretty special.
Oh, you're not gonna open it yet?
Well, I just wanted to pull out all these hundreds. These 100-mile buckles.
That are just stuck in a...
They're stuck in a...
This one is cool.
That one is pretty cool. Still.
Javelina 100.
Javelina is... And then this one really bums me out. Is it this? Yeah, this one is real. This is Mohican, but it broke. I actually thought about contacting the buckle maker. But check this one out. For those that are watching... That is a big buckle. Big as those.
You should wear that one.
But
that's a sub 24 too.
That is. And that is
that's the big dog
That is the big dog. Yeah. That is an actual silver one versus bronze. Right? I think it's bronze.
Something like that. And you're buckle shaming at that point, right?
Yeah.
Now put the caveat. Hey, if you finish.
If you finish, you get one.
But there's nothing wrong with being proud of being under 24.
Oh, right. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with being proud of any 100-mile buckle. Right. I mean, that is, it's a feat. But anyway, yeah, Burning River, that's when I wanted to go grab.
You should wear that.
That is a big buckle. But look at that. They give you the ribbon or whatever to hang it around your neck because nobody's really going to wear that.
You should.
But anyway, I don't know where we were talking about. Oh, that's what I wanted to get to.
When you go to Crew Brian, are you wearing that sucker?
Oh, that's true.
Because a lot of people do.
A lot of people do if they've ran Western and are out there for that. I don't know. I've never wore that one. That is one, it comes with polishing like stuff. And I always try to keep it like super.
Even though it's in a box.
In a box, protected, like
nobody can see it.
In a bag, it was just in. They're all chucked in a bag. Those watching, you got to see the miracle and magic of editing, and boom,
magic.
Yeah, medals appeared. But anyway, I wanted to talk about the difference between the medal. Great, those are really cool. You get those at the end. You earned it, right? You've completed the race versus swag at the beginning.
Right.
Because that was one thing that you and we talked about a little bit beforehand. Indiana Trail is a good example of one and Western would be another good one. You pay for that though. But Indiana Trail, I got, and I wear this all the time. It is a windbreaker by Salomon and it collapses into next to nothing. I use that all the time. It lives in my golf bag in the summer because it is a perfect light pullover. And whenever I'm going and I know it's like, ooh, that the wind, if I say wind, I grab that. I take it with me. No, doesn't matter what it is. That's the kind of swag that is amazing. And I have talked about that to everybody I know and said, go to do Indiana. They take care of you because of things like that.
Yeah. Well, North Country Trail. I don't know if have you run North Country?
No, but all I've heard about is their
piles of junk. I don't know.
No, what is the potato sack
shirt? They have the
jacket or something. They, Brad they, and Jason or somebody were talking about the potato bag.
It's not attractive to me. I know some people like it. I know one guy that wears his jet, like his
all
North
the
Country.
Time. Loves it.
He likes it. And I'm like, that thing is so ugly.
Yeah.
Everybody's got different tastes.
Yeah, I suppose so. If you like it, you like it. Maybe it doesn't appeal to a larger audience, but
North Country, just bags of stuff. Like you sign up for that and it's just, you get they hand you this big bag full of crap, you know, and a coffee cup and, you know, three different shirts.
You don't walk through a line getting it?
I think they have them all, you do, but they have it all laid out already. All you do grab your number and it's all outside.
Gotcha.
And hand that to you.
That's kind of the neat thing about Western is walking that line where you see everything that's going in there. It's kind of neat. You get to see it all. You talk to, and what's cool about that is they have elites that have won. Typically, a lot of them will volunteer to come and help. So you get to talk to some of the elites that have ran it. It's pretty neat.
Yeah. And I was thinking of another one. It was The Mummy. The Mummy and T-Rex are known. I think he takes pride in how ugly his shirts are.
Oh.
And they're just piled up on the table. Yeah, go through and grab one.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I guess the ugly shirts do stand out. They probably do get a lot. It's probably one of those things where you go, any PR is good PR.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and that's another thing that The Mummy gives out. They give out a towel at the finish line. I like that. Yeah, I have four or five of those towels.
Yep.
Right around my truck.
I have a towel from Western that only the top 10 get.
How'd you get that?
Because of Orange Mud. Orange Mud sponsored the race. So Orange Mud gave out water bottles to all finishers. And the top 10 got a Orange Mud, the wrap towel with Western States, blah, blah, blah.
You're pretty big deal.
I have one of those. I did not place in the top 10 either.
Well, that's why I asked.
Yeah. Although I did really well that year. But anyway, I wanted to talk about just some swag type stuff as well as finisher medal type stuff and why you might or might not sign up for a race. I would highly recommend if you like swag, look them up and you will find somebody usually says something about the race. Sometimes go to their Facebook page, check it out. A lot of times you will see the race shirt or the medal that they're giving out that year, things like that. What is this one again?
Little Rock.
Little Rock. If you want gigantic, stupid, big medals, go do Little Rock Marathon. We might just have to link that because those are, I don't know. I would love to see if anybody listening has, and we'll post maybe a picture of that with your hand behind it, show how, or in front of it, how big it is. You can't even see your hand behind it.
No,
it's like huge.
That thing is giant.
We'd love to see if there's anything more obnoxiously big than Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah, I would like to see somebody post pictures of something that they think is more obnoxious or... I mean, look, and they do a theme every year too. It makes it kind of fun. And then the shirts kind of match it. And I don't know that I wear any of those shirts really either, though.
Yeah. Although there are shirts from races that see the importance in that I do wear. They give out the soft cotton ones, definitely wear those.
Yeah. My favorite, I can never pronounce it.
Oh, yeah. Javelina.
Javelina, but any of their races that they put on. They have the best shirts out of anybody out there. I dare another race to have as nice a shirt as what they put out.
Yeah, I actually saw mine today. I was looking for a shirt to run in because it was 60. Going, all right, got to go to the summer clothing now. And I saw that, and I actually considered wearing it, but it's more of a, I don't want to run it because I don't want to ruin it almost because it's a very comfortable shirt. But we just want to talk about some swag stuff, some metal stuff, why you might or might not sign up for a race. I'd highly recommend Little Rock if you want a huge race or a huge medal. And send us pictures of your gigantic medals. And I would love to see something that compares to Little Rock.
Yeah.
Anything else on swag? I will say there are... Ultras give out some really good swag.
Yeah, but they're typically more.
Typically more, but like Indiana Trail, another one. Indiana Trail gave out really nice, I say nice. They're nothing special, but I wear them all the time. Gloves. Say Indiana Trail 100 on them, and I wear them all the time.
Yeah, I do. You know, like a lot of times I'll have like an expo and they're trying to sell stuff. I think you're better off just
different,
going up in price a little bit and then just giving all that stuff away.
Yeah, or anything. Give something nice away. Work a deal. Like I'm sure Indiana Trail worked a deal with Salomon to get those jackets to be able to include those in with the race swag.
Because I think that was at race in Maryland. where they just said, hey, pick something off the table that's extra.
Oh, wow.
And then I just grabbed a fuel belt.
Oh,
I was like,
that's
cool. I could use another fuel belt. And it has their name of the race on it.
Oh, that's smart.
I think that's a good idea.
That's actually a great idea.
I could have grabbed a coffee cup.
Or a pair of like cheap gloves even or something. Not that they have it, yeah, but I can see where that would things. Be.
I kind of like that idea. It's yeah. like, oh, you know, you put your name out there and then something that you're going to use. Like you think about it, like a fuel belt is perfect. You don't have to put pins
yeah.
in. You just
yeah. And they're nice to grab just be for training runs or whatever, mm-hmm. even if you're not using it for the race. The other thing I was thinking, Nicole and I did a race. There used to be, I don't think they do anymore. There used to be a New Year's Eve race here in Holland. And the guy would do, he must have worked his connections and got boatloads of giveaways. So when you finished, he had it on New Year's Eve. It was not on New Year's Day. He had it on New Year's Eve in the evening, so it's nighttime. And you go into this gym, and he raffles. And I swear, if you entered that race, you were walking away with one or two things, minimum. And really cool stuff like gloves or a shirt from, I don't know, some store or whatever, but he must've worked every connection just to have a ton of swag to give away, for the race.
That's what T-Rex does.
Oh, really?
Have you haven't run T-Rex?
No. Is it the same thing? He gives it away.
He does raffles, a raffle.
Like a raffle,
yep.
But not even a pay for.
No pay.
Yeah. Same thing. Same. I wonder if it's the same guy.
The race is like $40, 10 yeah. miler. Most people, because the only way you can pre-register is print the registration offline and mail it in with a check.
Oh, otherwise you sign up the day of.
Sign up the day of. No chip timing. He gives you a little piece of paper that has your name and number on it, and then he just takes them off and he pastes them on the board. It is totally old school.
Wow.
It is a blast, and it's a hard course. Like if you've ever run Fallsburg Park.
Where you got he has a rope for one yep. section. Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
To help and you get up the hill.
Yeah. It's a 10 miler. So it's not, you know.
Is it a two looper?
No, that's the mummy. That's the same guy, okay. but a different race. That's
okay.
You can do a half marathon's one loop, two loops is the full.
Oh.
That's harder. Like there's some nasty okay. hills in that one.
Okay.
But yeah, they get done and then he's always got, you know, it's on the 4th of July, unless
that's
the 4th
I was just
is on
gonna
a Sunday.
Say, yep. Okay.
And then he'll have watermelon and stuff out at the finish line. Everybody stands around and then they do the raffle. And it's junk. It's nothing I want.
Oh, see, this was stuff that you would want, like some of it. Now, granted, some of it might not be, but it was pretty cool stuff. Some of it was pretty cool stuff, but it was a ton of stuff.
We typically will bring a cooler and go sit down by the river after it's done too, or sit in the stream in the creek right there.
That's cool. But anyway, yeah, go check out what races are giving away. Definitely your ultras do a lot of that, and they give away some really cool stuff with their race entries, which, as Mitch mentioned, they are a little bit more pricey sometimes, but you get really cool stuff with it. But anyway, yeah, that's going to do it. Be sure to check us out on Facebook. Check us out on YouTube, and be sure to like, subscribe, share it with somebody. Go to our Patreon. You can join the team there for free, or you can choose to support the show in some way, shape, or form. But that's going to wrap up this week's episode of the I Don't Know Running Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time as we share more about what we just don't know.
Until then, happy running.